We're on Daf Kuvav and Beis. Let's start from the sugya of Nitin
last. One second, Daf
Kuvav. Kuvav and Beis.
Okay. Okay. Wow, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this Toysus. Wow.
Massive, huh?
Yeah, okay.
So here we go.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's a difficult Toysus. Okay. Okay, where are you?
Amrav, second one from the bottom. Amrav, Noitel,
Amrav,
Shachris, person washes into the morning. Umasne.
What are we talking about now?
Person washes in the Tilas Yodayim. You wake up in the morning.
What does this have to do with Cholin? Okay.
Okay, got into the sugi of
Nitilas. Another Shachris, yeah.
Noitel, Adam, Yoda, Shachris, Shachris, you wake up in the morning, washing into your Shachris, Umasne, Lame. And when you wash in the Tilas Yodayim, you make, when you say the Brachon.
We're talking about as soon as he wakes up in the morning?
Right,
this is after?
You wake up in the morning, you wash Tosa time, and then when you wash Tosa time, you have kavana that this Nitila should be for eating bread. Eating bread, every time I eat during the day bread.
And we don't pass like that.
No, we don't pass like that. But technically speaking, a person can do this. If you masne. Masne means you make a tenai lachila.
What's interesting, forgive me for saying, as we know, the machlaik is, how do you wash a negovasa? Serugan? What? If you wash serugan, you're not yoytzi.
Sure.
No, I don't think so.
The kli, the maker is do with the kli, so it doesn't.
That's
make a
true, but if you watch that in film,
serugan, of course you yoytzi. Of course you yoytzi. It doesn't make a difference. That's as long as you use a kli, it's a gavra. Let's say anywhere in the Gemara, nowhere in the Gemara, the way you're supposed to wash to one to twice, to one or two for bread and to go back and forth for bathroom, it does not say that anywhere. Anything you do is fine.
Okay.
So a person wakes up in the morning. Anyway, in the morning, when you wash Nitilas Yodam, wake up in the morning, so you wash too. You wash that way, same when you wash the bread. When you wash Nitilas Yodam in the morning, wake up in the morning.
So that means you wash again after coming out of the bathroom. You say the brachas, so part of the brachas is Nitilas Yodam. That's so true.
You make a regular.
There also you wash Lemisiruga. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you make a regular Nitilas Yodam. This washing.
Is it tonight that should cover?
Should be good for the entire day. For the entire day, this should be sufficient for the entire day. He said to Bnei Pakta,
people that lived in the valley.
One condition Rashi makes it very, very clear is you have to be very careful that you do not touch a part of your body. You have to be very nizer. You have to be in control.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Make sure you do not touch a part of your body, Rashi. You must be super duper careful not to allow your hands to come into become contaminated
physically and spiritually.
Correct.
So
now the Marvin says, Rabbi Avina Lebenetz, Amaluhu Rabbi Avina Lebenay Pakta da Aravas. Avina said to the people, Pakta Aravas, name a place. Beka Shaloisa Medina. It was a valley. Ganatun, you the Lois Shechichi Lukumaya, Meshu Yadaiku Mitsaka.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, Ravina celebrated Pakta da Aravas. Pakta was the name of a city. It was the name of a valley.
Yeah.
Of Aravas.
Yeah.
Kigoin Atun, you. The law shchichi luchu maya. You do not have water. You live in a place where there's a shortage of water. So what should you do? Mishu yedaychu mitzafra. You should wash your hands in the morning. The asnu alayhu.
But there's no water.
They do have water. They have just a small amount of water.
Oh, I said limited.
They need to preserve water. The asnu alayhu. Make a tanai luchu lo yoyim for the entire day. The tanai should be that you make a tanai that when I wash my hands, the asnu alayhu lekuli yoyma for the entire day, that the washing that I do in the morning should be sufficient for the entire day. Some say b'shas hatchak in. Now this, did they tell them to do this lechatchila, or is this something that can be done only b'diavet? So some say b'shas hatchak in, shaloi b'shas hatchak aloi. Uplig the Rav, and this in disagreement with Rav, because Rav disagreed. Rav
could do his lechatchila.
Rav started with the Gemara, noitel adam es shteyda lechatchila.
Lechatchila, yeah.
Okay, it's different. Some say no, afilu shloi b'shas hatchak nami. Some say no, when he made this to these people, they told him what to do. Even if shloi b'shas hatchak v'hainu de Rav. Okay, so the Gemara is presented over here two different opinions, two different Rav. We have a halach of Rav, and we have a story, the story of Rabbi Avina, who told the Bnei Pakta Darabas, and there is two versions. Is what is the shita of Rabbi Avina? Is Rabbi Avina coming to disagree with Rav, or is Rabbi Avina coming to agree with Rav? One thing is super duper clear, that Rav holds afilu lechatchila. Rabbi Avina, it's not clear. Some say lechatchila, some say it's not lechatchila. Next, Shtigl Gemara. Amar Papa, hi. We saw the Daloi, a Nedlin Mimenu Le Yodam. You're not going to wash your hands from a Tzina, from the sink, from the force of the spout of a sink. Why not? Because the water is not coming from your kohet, the water is coming naturally.
Yeah.
Anything which comes out of the natural flow of water is not sufficient for netilas yadayim. Chazal v'mesake netilas yadayim requires koyach gavra. You must be the cause of the water flowing over your hands.
And but you can't have somebody else wash your hands. That's also koyach gavra.
No, that's good. If someone washes, that's good. That's definitely good. That's very shemishnayis. As long as there is a koyach gavra, it does not have to be you. And it could be someone else. Next.
It has to be a human being? What about a monkey? Yes.
No, it has to be a human
being. Yeah, I think it's Mefresh Mechaba, you can't be a monkey, right?
A human being. An ape. But let's say you bring your hair near. You bring your hair near the dalva means the tube, the tsinor, if you turn off the spigot, this that we say, you're not going to put your hand under the spout and wash your hands. That means when the spout was turned on before you have arrived. Or you have arrived and you turn on the spout.
But let's say you turn then.
If you put your hand right near the spout.
And you turn
and
it on.
And you turn it on.
That's good enough.
That is kher gavra, and that is sufficient. And indeed, that's the halacha when you go to a place where there is no water. Where we don't have a cup.
Isn't that a grumma?
What do you mean there's a grumma?
Meaning you turn on the when water. When you turn, you do something.
We consider it to be direct. A grumma will be the second flow of water. The opening of the spout will release the pressure and cause the water to come out. We consider that to be mamish.
That would be sufficient of a revius mayim?
Yes.
Even though there's no keli.
Even that is the keli. So that means that the spout becomes the keli. Let's see Rashi.
It's not really containing anything, the keli.
The spout, it's true. It's not containing,
it's just
But you're right, it's a good point.
So what I personally do is I open up one, close it.
You have to close it.
Open it again, close it.
You've done that?
Yeah, sure, many times.
You do have a couple. Let's over here, Rashi. Rashi says, "Hi, Arisa."
Please don't look at me in the.
Rashi says, "Hi, Arisa." Did Aloy Tzina Sheshevkum by Ma'im and Ayar B'delish with a bucket? You bring the bucket full of water to the fields. A Nedelin Mendel Yadayim Losses Yadayim Losechel Yikachel Ma'im Losechel Deloim Kuch Kavra Osses Shukvar Ovar Kuch Hashevich already passed. Vein Mekalkin Mechareim. Why don't you go say that even though it's not going to call it a netila, why can't we call it a netzvila? Why can't we call it an immersion? It's no different than immersion. So it's an immersion because when you do a tefila, the makom where you dip your hands, you have the full shiur.
Sorry, what did I miss about the mikvah?
There are two ways you can wash your hands. You can wash your hands by either netila, putting one kech gavra, or you can dip your hands into a mikvah. So, frekt Rashi Akasha, that the tzinor is connected to a kosher mikvah. If the tzinor is coming from an irrigation canal, if you were to dip your hands in the source of where the water is coming from, that would be valid. So, why now, when the water is coming out of the pipe, is it invalid? And for Rashi, because the amount of water in the pipe is not the sheer mikvah. Even though it's connected to the mikvah, it's not the mikvah itself, it's not the sheer mikvah. When you dip your hands in the water, you have to dip it into a sheer mikvah. The only way you can avoid dipping is you have a koyach gavra. Here you do not have koyach gavra.
So you're telling me, b'diavad, you want to wash for a moment, so you can dip your hands in a mikvah?
Yes,
mikvah,
absolutely, absolutely. You make the bracha sheret to the shanu b'mitzvah v'tzvanu al tevilas yodayim. Absolutely.
And do a cup which has water?
No, a cup is no good. A cup is not a kosher mikvah. The chiddush over here is that in this case of the tube, or this case of the stream that's coming from a canal, if you were to dip your hands inside of the body of water, that would be a tefila. So now when the water is not, now when the water is coming from a pipe from this body of water, we should say it should be no worse than a mikvah. Kamash blon, that since the tube itself does not contain the 40 saw, it's not called a mikvah.
Unless if you take a cup and dip it into the mikvah, that's not good.
No. Look at Rashi. The ain kind is the last two words in the first small line. The ain kind is netila v'la netila. Netila, it's not called a netila. Dolav mikvah gavra ka'osu. It's not mikvah gavra. Tevila nami. It's zino lesa. You cannot do a tevila in a tube. Why? She'ain kan shi'ur mikveh. Okay, now then Rashi said, let's say if you put your hands right near the tube, and the tube is empty, it's not flowing, and someone opens up the spout, Kishadoyla, when Doyla, the one who draws the water, he pours. Zed nice and yadav samach lumakim hashafika. V'yamai mekalchin mikoyach hashafika l'sach yadav shapir dami. Good. Right. Next shtickle Gemara. V'yamra papa. Hi. Arisa the daloi. We're chashim the Gemara again. Arisa the arisa daloi. The tube that comes from the bucket. Okay, the tube that comes deliberately means the irrigation. The mik of the gabidalva. If you bring your hand near the tube called the gosim kachgavra, nedelim mendelim yadayim. Fine. Now here's next. We're up to the e bezia dalva because it's mashka. Oh, that was your shaila with the bechad until he's plugged the hole. If let's say there's a crack in the kois, let us say that the utensil that you're using is so great that if you dip the utensil into water. What will come inside?
Yes.
That is a larger size than yoytze mashka. You fill a bucket of water. If you fill a bucket of water, and there's a teeny, teeny little hole, ultimately the water inside will drip. But if that teeny hole, if you take the bucket, you put it into water, the water will not necessarily come inside. The size of the hole you need to allow the water to come inside is greater than the size of the hole you need in order for the water to leave the bucket. It's physics.
One way.
Physics. Okay? Physics 101. So over here, the Gemara is
when you dip it into
if you have a cup,
it's not going to...
It's going to drip. But that teeny little hole is not big enough. I take this cup that's empty and I submerge it, into a bucket of water, will the water inside come into the cup? Not necessarily.
No.
The size of the hole that you need for water to enter into a cup under pressure. I take an empty, here's a bucket of water.
I understand.
I take exactly that and I push it down inside. The water will not enter into the cup unless the hole is a significant size.
Mm-hmm.
And that size is larger than the size you need for the water to drip from the cup.
And that size...
You need the larger size to disqualify your utensil.
Whatever it is,
it's still very, very small. It's a teeny little size, but it's still a little bigger. Mm-hmm. So Papa, hi, the bezia. There's a crack in the davla, in the tube. The koine smashka, the amount of water of the tube is so, the hole is so large of you to put this into a bucket of water, the water would enter. Melof life. So what should you do in this case? You should lower it. You should do tevila. In other words, melef literally means to dip. How do they translate the word in the article? I don't know the exact translation. Melef life, to lower. You have a translation? Anyone listening paying attention to what I'm saying? Melef life. I said this in the morning, I said this shira, and I can't say the whole wrong thing going for half an hour. And even no one knows.
Mechubrim b'kach ha-mayim b'tshebetzinu ha-mayim she-bi-yor.
To connect. You connect it. Male of life, you should connect. What should you connect? You should connect the tube with the water itself. Connect.
Male of life, the water in the ditch is deemed connected.
Connected. In other words, the tube is no good. So you can't go do a netilo. You have to do a tzvila. How do you do a tzvila? Rashi, the E, look at the whole Rashi, Bezi of the Dalva, because it's Mashka, because Anekev Machlis Mashka, Gurl Hukutsas, the Kiluch Ayotze Menu Nira, you can see the flow, the Ashevich Shevich Derch Pibbilit Sinar, one more time, Rashi. The E, Bezi of Dalva, because it's Mashka, because Anekev Machlis Mashka, when the Nekev is so large, water enters, Gurl Hukutsas, it's big, the Kiluch Ayotze Menu Nira. Then, now he's saying backwards, he's saying if Murdika Rashi, Rashi over here is saying, is it Lamai Nafkamina, if the hole is so large, that if you were to dip it into a bucket of water, water would enter. That is an indication that if you were to hold it up, you would fill it up with water and you would hold it up, would see the flow go.
Yeah.
Meaning, but let's say the hole is so small that if you were to dip it into a bucket of water,
you wouldn't enter.
So what does it mean? Rashi's saying an incredible chiddush, you never know this. Rashi's saying is that the problem, and now when I fill it up with water, it's leaking. It's a problem. But it's not leaking that it's noticeable. It's not noticeable. You don't see the kiluach flowing.
Yeah.
You see every once in a while a little water, but you don't see it flowing.
Right.
In order for the utensil to be disqualified as a kli, has to flow to the degree where it's noticeable. When is it noticeable?
For me, it's
not. Everything is a shir in Chazal.
So who decides?
Chazal decided.
Water,
Chazal came along and they decided.
You try to turn it till it's... The simen muvok, to know, to see water coming out of a utensil that's cracked is, what is it called noticeable? If you were to take this utensil and you would put it into a bucket of water, water would enter into the utensil. That is an indication that the hole is large or so large that now when you fill it up with water you hold it, exactly.
You don't have to check.
It's telling you a rule. It's a Chazal have made this rule. If you want to know, if you have a case and there's a teeny little hole in the drip, so it drips, so big deal it drips. Dripping is not a problem in and of itself. The problem of dripping. Yes, koinis mashka. Koinis mashka. The dripping in of itself is not a problem.
That hole when that was in the canister.
It was
that was big enough already.
Definitely. So when you have utensils, you have a teeny. The problem, I never knew this. The problem is not the fact that it's dripping. Gesunde, hey, let it drip all at once. Who cares that it drips? The chesaron that Chazal were looking for to disqualify utensil to be kosher from tilas yadayim, it should be noticeable that it's dripping. Ain't it doyme? Every kli drips.
It's not dripping. It's pouring already.
That's cool. It's noticeable to the eye that it's flowing. What's the simon muvok? That it's noticeable, would be noticeable if you would take it when it's empty and you would push it into a bucket of water and water would enter. That's a simen muvok, that if you were to fill it up and hold it over here, the flow of liquid would be significant enough where you'd be noticeable.
You have to go to the laboratory and check it out.
That's right. Gvaldik. Next halacha. The Yamarava. No, wait, we didn't say the halacha. That's the simen. Now, that's next Rashi. We didn't explain the Gemara. Male is like the hole in the tube that's coming out of the irrigation field, out of this pond. It's so there's a hole in the tube that's so large where it's koinis mashke. So then, if someone turns on the spout, it's not going to be kosher. Then you cannot use that. It's not called a kli. So you see that the tube, the faucet also has a din of a kli. That's what the Gemara is teaching you. Derech Agav. You ask the kash, how can you compare the tube to a kli? A kli contains water. A tube doesn't contain any water. The water just goes right through it.
Right.
The Gemara just seems like to indicate that's not doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. Even though the water flows through it, the fact that it is a channel of water, it makes it into a utensil. Chazal wanted you to use a utensil. You got a utensil. Oh, but the utensil does not hold water. It's not self-contained. Whoever told you the utensil that you need has to be self-contained. It has to be able to contain liquid in and of itself. As long as this...
There's no top and no bottom.
Exactly.
It's still a cup.
You go and you take it out, but not necessarily. But if you have a tube, is still called a kli. It's still called a kli, even though the tube cannot contain water. Oh, so what? There's another problem. You need koyach gavra. So close the spout and open the spout. So you have koyach gavra. The tube is called a kli. Gevaldik.
Yeah.
But now we have another problem that the tube, the faucet that comes out has a hole.
So the same applies to
utensil. So what then do you do? So since anyway the water is coming out of a body, a pool of water, it's coming out of a mikvah, that's the tube, that's the mahus of this matzah, is you have a body of water. And it's coming out of this pressure because it's higher up in the ground. And you have a spout. So what you should basically do with telling you is just dip your hands in the pond. Dip your hands in the pond. Do a tevila, do not do a netila. And he explains this. Melef loyef hatsinar. You should connect. The word melef means to be mechaber. It means, where's the way of it? That word rings in my head. The word melef means to wrap around. I think it was to wrap around. Maybe you connect. Hatsinar im hayor. Al yideh deli. Connect the tube with the yor, with the river, with whatever body of water. Al yideh deli. Umad bilin bitsinar. Es hayodayim. And you dip bitsinar in the tsinar es hayodayim. Delav tefillah gemurah. It's not a tefillah gemurah. He v'daya bechibur zeh. V'lo be'enan kishefaferes hanoid. You do not need a tube. Kedin eruv mikvois de olma. I really don't understand what this means. Yeah. Let me read you what it says in the parish. Okay. Give me half a second.
Manhattan, most of them in Brooklyn, most of common houses have water tanks on top of the building.
Oh.
So that's almost like a kaylee on top of the roof of the building.
Therefore, that's...
The same as an advantage. If you have a hot water tank in the basement, it's also almost like a kaylee. Also, you turn on the water, it's coming from the kaylee.
It's not coming, therefore what?
It's not coming from the...
Is it called a netila?
I don't know.
Nikoyach gavra. Nikoyach gavra.
You do it. You still have koyach gavra. You turn on the faucet.
It's a utensil.
It's a utensil. I'm just wondering about that.
Okay, so let me read over here because I don't know what's going on over here. Let me read over here.
Standard skin bottles too.
Wait. Zion Amid Aleph. I'll just clarify what's over here. The Kornis Mashka Mele 5. I'm reading over here. It says Nechshavim Amayim Shabesoich Hatzinar Kimuchubadim LeMeanor Al Deakli Hazeh. To this utensil, Shemitzadechad Shefech Mayim LeTzinar. You pour water into the tube. Umitzad Hasheni Nikalechan LeNahar. He's saying that you should dip your hands in the tube. We have over here a tube. Maybe I don't say what is the case. What exactly is the case over here? Hi, Arisa Didaloi. A tzinar sheshevchem l'seicha. You pour mayim sheshevim midlim in anar. It's a tzinar. You pour in it water.
A trough.
That you draw sheshevim bidli. Min hanor v'moylech mayim l'sodes. Okay, so let's clarify what's going on over here. Irrigate. So there, it's a man-made. It's a utensil. Let's review the case. You go into the well, and you draw a bucket. You go, and you draw water off from the ground, and the water goes into the bucket, and then you take the bucket, and you have this big tube, a greiser tube, and you pour the water into the tube, and when you pour the water into the tube, then the water flows in this tube and it goes out into an irrigation field. It goes out into the field and it begins to spread out. So you have to go and draw the water and you pour the first place the water goes, and the water in the bucket goes into this tube. So let's say you want to put your hand on the other side of the tube. The tube takes you from the place of the well to, it's a tube to take you to the fields.
Right, so it's sad to think that flow is a kind of
guy. So if a guy is standing over here, and he's pouring water, and it's a very long tube, and you go down over there, and you go and you
like
put your hand
hose.
Over there, you would think, what?
Water hose.
It's no good. Because it's old water. But let's say you coordinate, and the moment he pours the water, that's mamish when you put your hands there. So then the water that he's pouring is mamish going to go onto your hands. That's going to be good. Because then you're going to be, because if the water is a lot of water flowing, so a lot of water, it's already a second koyach. It's distant. The mikorav legabe dalva im noisines a yadav somoch lemakim shvicha samayim. Ah, okay. So I guess let's assume now the case where the tube ultimately it's only a half tube. Okay, you have a tube.
That's really what it is.
So if you go far away, then it's already too late. It's already. If I pour the water over here,
how far is too far?
Let's. So that's the question. What's the shear? Is the shear? The gemara is the shear. So if I pour the water into the tube over here, and you go to the end of the room, and you put your water, your hands over there, and the water comes upon you, it's no good. Why? It's too far away. But if you come close, you come over here, and I pour the water into the tube, and right away you're right there, then it's going to be good.
Would it matter what the pourer's kavana was?
No, it doesn't matter. When it comes to rain, there's nothing. When it comes to washing rain, there's no din. There's no din of kiyuta and mayim al zera.
So how do you decide at what point?
What's the shulig gemara? There's a shear. Well, I don't know what the shear, but there is a shear. Point is, the guy over here, a tube that's like a half tube, and I'm pouring the water over here, and it's going to me, it's traveling all the way down over there. So if I stand all the way down over there, and one guy pours water over here, and someone dips their hand into the water, it's no good because it's not koyach gavra. But if I bring my hands all the way close, I bring my hands close up, near where I pour the water.
Which is like any other pouring.
And then it's going to be good.
Like any other
He's pouring the water onto a tube, and the tube flows down, and I came close, and I get wet, it's going to be good. Now let's say the tube that he's pouring the water into is cracked. There's a crack. There's a crack in the tube. Oh, there's a crack. What's going to be then? So then the solution is don't put your hands in the water. Rather, put your hands down, and then when he pours the water, your hands will be submerged. That's the list. Melefaifi nechshav mayim. The water in the tube to the river. On the one is pouring water into the tube. It's flowing into the river downstream. Now the river downstream is the river downstream has a sheer mikvah. Has a collection of water, it's kosher, not kosher. I don't understand. Nechshav ma'amayim shebesech ha-tzinar, ki mechubar ma'lidoi ha-no'ar, which river? Al yidei zeh, yidei ha-kli ha-zeh, this utensil, shemitzad echad shefech mayim le-tzinar, one hand, you're pouring water into the tube, mitzad sheni, mikaleach le-nahar. Ois beis here. Okay, so I guess it says in this situation, don't just dip your hand. Instead of putting your hands there, okay, I don't know more than this. You have more clarity about this than I do? You have more clarity in this case? All right, so basically, let's just leave it with this, the basic insight. The basic insight is that if you have, do not have, if you put your hands in this tube and a fellow is pouring water on the other end of the tube, if you're nearby, it's a good netila. If you're far away, it's not a good netila. If the tube that he's pouring into is a crack, has a half tube that he pours a crack, so then the tube cannot be considered to be a utensil. So therefore, do not put your hand at the end and wait for the water to pour upon it. Instead, put your hands or submerge your hands in an area of the tube where the water is going to be connected to a pool of water downstream, which is the share of a mikvah. And that way it'll be as if you went and you toivel your hands in the mikvah. Oh, you're listening to Kasha, that's not called the kosher to be off.
The share of the crack.
The share of the crack is so large that it would disqualify. The tube can only be called a utensil if the tube doesn't have any cracks. Since here the tube has a crack the size of Koinish Mashka, the tube cannot be called a utensil. If it cannot be called a utensil, you cannot rely upon the Koyach Gava. The Koyach Gava, the person pouring the water, is not going to be valid in order to wash your hands. So you can't have the Koyach Gava, so what is the next best thing that you do? Is to just submerge your hands in the water. And that will be considered to be a tzvila niyadai. Submerge your hands in the tube, and that will be a tzvila, even though normally this is not a kosher tzvila for other matters. In this, for netilas yodayim, it's a takonat chazal. They were very, very lenient. Okay, let's go back. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, next, Shtikl Gemara. The Amaravam. Okay, the number of a kli shenika v'kodesh mashka. This halacha kli that can hold the size of kodesh mashka. If the kli has a hole in it the size of kodesh mashka, then it's not a kosher utensil.
That's not the question.
It's halacha. Halacha.
Oh, it's kli shenibay reviews.
Kli shenika.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The kodesh mashka.
The one before.
I skipped.
No. I skipped.
Kli shenika because mashka ain't little middle yadayim. The Amar Rav no halach. Kli shein by revius. Another halach ain't little middle yadayim. Frankly, any really. The Amar Rav a kli shein machzik revius ain't little in. The Amar Rav a kli shein machzik revius ain't little middle yadayim. Ha machzik. I've got the less, but you tell me if you have to have revius.
Machzik is one thing. If it's actually there's another thing.
Right. So lekasha holachad holatrei. Now, what does that mean? If how many people are washing the tilas yadayim? You have only one revius, and you take that one revius and you pour that water over two people simultaneously. Right? So they one person puts their hand on top of the other. Tremendous chiddush. You don't need to have a revius of water.
Doesn't say that they're doing it together. You could need a revius together, even if the second one is doing it after the first, as long as there was originally a revius.
They're using
Let's see.
Half a revius.
Let's see.
That's what it says in Mishnah. You die. Yeah. Mishnah.
What does that mean? The Tanya. May revius. If you have may revius, you have enough water. Revius. Noilin li layodayim li echad. I feel the shnayim. And what does it mean? I'm learning this mishnayim. Mishnayim means they have to wash bevasachas. You don't wash one after the other. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says over here. Kli for hal lechad for letrei Rashi lechad revius mean mitchila you have to have revius avol letrei show you about revius the notal harishon the achar kach notal hasheni af agav the lo have revius benetila sheni shapir dami it's okay hoil umishiore tarasu this is called garmude mitzvah. You know what garmude is? If you start off with a full shear and then you are reduced to less than the shear, it's still kosher.
And the question is
tzitzis. Right. If you start off with kosher tzitzis, and then it gets reduced to less than the size of what's normally kosher, it's kosher.
And then the question is, how much of a difference in time between the first wash and the second
wash?
Let's say I wash today, or next week.
No, definitely not. That's why I remember.
I know Bevasachas, but Rashi refers to otherwise.
No, it doesn't say otherwise. It doesn't say. Achach means Bevasachas. Remember where I remember learning the Mishnayis is there are two people that are washing. They put their hands one on top of the other. So the first one's going to get the full revius.
They come in contact now.
Yeah, the two people are here's
Yeah, but the water's not getting in there.
I always wondered that's
exactly the point.
The like going on top of each other.
That's right.
So the water that went on this one is very tummy. Tummy
doesn't
water.
Matter. The water that when the water touches you, it's also tummy. When you wash your
that's
hands.
That's the reason why you wash a second time.
But at least the first water takes the tumma out. Why you wash the second time to clear the water.
The second hand is going to get water from the first hand.
That's right. I know. I remember it's a shocking thing. But that's
the like Belsky on a camping trip once did it with the boys.
He put two people together?
A few boys.
And he washed it one shot?
Yeah.
Or bezech hazeh? Rashi here, I don't think Rashi here means bezech hazeh. Once you stop, you're done. I remember clearly, we learned in Sechti Daim, is you put your two hands, the two people put your two hands one top of the other, and you pour water on the top, and then that water will spill over partially, not fully. Some of that water will spill over onto the next person's hand.
Yeah, but
that's
it's covered.
Enough. It doesn't matter.
Before.
That's exactly the chiddush.
Like you said,
the same moment. And that's what Rashi means.
Right.
A small amount. Rashi doesn't say two different moments, he just says that
there
was a
reward. There is not going to be a reveal mayim going on the second hand.
Exactly, but it's still good. Exactly. Look at the Rashi. Look at the words
second
of Rashi. Yes, correct. This is a very big issue. You learn this halacha in Misach Tilsitam in the Daim. You're shocked. It's hard to get over the shock of what this halacha means. This is called Garmude Mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
There are many examples in halacha where you cannot do a mitzvah for the very first time with an object unless it has a requisite shear. But if you start out with a kosher object and then it is reduced to less than the shear, it's kosher. Tzitzis. Are you allowed to make a bracha for the very first time on a pair of tzitzis that's missing? That's missing, doesn't have the shear of all four strings to be at least 12, to be at least 12 at spice. For the very first time, I put tzitzis onto my garment for the very, very first time, and I don't have eight strings coming out.
You sure it's bias? I think it says Goodlin.
Goodlin, thumb. I'm sorry, thumb. What did I say?
You said it's bias.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think thumb.
Okay. Thumbs. Okay, so you have 12, right?
Yeah.
You have eight strings
from
four,
the, from
four,
where
from where it's right from where
the first from, no not from there I think all the way
from the top
yes from the top
very, very
I believe
top.
So yeah
so let's say you have to have three you have to have three and nine so let us say or different shear, whatever it is but let's say whatever the shear mark you don't have the full shear for the very very first time can you make a bracha?
No.
Okay. Let's say you put them on. And if you don't make a bracha, you put them on. It's a kosher talus, and then someone comes along and takes one chut, chops it off, and now you only have seven. Okay. And then let's say he does it on the same side. He takes another one off on the same side. It's also good. A third one, it's no good. But if it's a third one on the other side, a third on the other side of the same place, that might be good also. Whatever the point over here is, you at least have two. At least two that are complete. Are you allowed to make a bracha on the tzitzis? Yes. Why? Because since it started off as a kosher pair of tzitzis, so now if it is reduced, it's downgraded, it's okay.
So was that even a week later?
Yeah, even a week later. But by Netilas Yodayim, we don't say that. Netilas Yodayim is an example. You start off with a revius of Mayim. Chazal said you need a revius of Mayim to wash your hands. You can't do Mayim Achroinim. Mayim Achroinim, you take a little mash of water, you wash your hands. You don't want to give too much of a gift to the Sitra Achra. So you just wash it, take a little bit of water, a little bit of water. Even the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzra Olai, why people do not wash Mayim Achroinim a Shir Mole.
That's the Vilna Gaon.
He says, Arvias. Mishnah Berurah passes like the Vilna Gaon. Okay, but the Chassidim, they just take a mashu because they hold it to time. It's not
very
because
small
it's Zuama, not because of Melach Sedaimis. It's because of the Sitra Achra. You don't want to give the Sitra Achra too much. Don't give him too much kach. Just a little mashu. Vaita. So now we have over here, you're washing your hands, you pour revius. So the first hand, Chazal made a calculation that your Yadayim need a revius to get all wet, to take off the tumma. But yet, if you put someone else puts it underneath it, and now when the water gets to him, it's not going to be a revius for many reasons. Some of the water is going to spill off. Some of the water is going to get absorbed absorbing this flesh, it's going to bounce off. It doesn't matter. Since the water that comes upon man number two is the shirayim from man number one, that's a tremendous chiddush.
You need a cup with a revius in it?
Yes.
And if you don't pour a revius in your hand, it's okay, as long as the cup has a revius.
No, no, you, the person himself needs a revius. The man number one needs a revius. Man number one needs a revius. But the person, if you're going to, two people are going to wash together, and then one's going to put his hands underneath the other, and the second one is going to get end up getting on his hands much, much less than a revius, but as long as a mashahu of the original water spills over to man number two, even a mashahu.
Yeah.
Then number two,
you know,
revius
is a very small amount. How many
ounces? 3 ounces. 3 ounces. Rav Moshe about 3 ounces. The most is five, three to five ounces.
How are you going to get up to here? You got to get the whole thing, the whole hand.
That's a tremendous chiddush. You don't need to do netilas yadayim. It's magic. When you wash your hands, lechatchil, you need a revius to do the ganze zachar. Not really, you do it over here, but whatever chazal, you need a revius. The revius has to come over your entire hand. That's number one. But the second person is now coming as he's holding on to the he's holding on to the coattails of number one. Even if only a small amount of liquid.
Wait, one second, his hand has to be touching his hand?
Either touching or right underneath it. You pour revius on the first
Kiddush
guy, and then a small amount of liquid balances off and comes to the lower guys, you're done. But I don't believe anyone says that I could wash and then a little bit. There's nothing left over, and then you go away. I think we learned the Kahati Mishnayos. There's a lot of Perushim on this. Maybe I think when that case that you're talking about might. Let's leave it like this case. And when Rashi over here says Achar Kach, it means at the same moment.
Right.
Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says Hol Chalutre Lechad Revius Bein Tamtchila Avalutre. Two people Shoyba Revius but not Al Harishain. The Achar Kach not Al Hasheni. I'm translating it very loosely to mean. Doesn't mean achakach the next day, the next minute, the next moment. I mean, I'm just, for the moment, let's translate it like that. The second person has his hand right underneath, so the water comes to him afterwards.
Out of
the little Havi Revius Benetilas Sheni, when it gets to his hand, he's only going to have a mash of water is going to come up on his hand. Shapir Dami. Hoyle Mishiore, it's called the Shiore Tohara Asu. Kidim Farvish later on, May Revius, Nesugia, May Revius. Okay, so Vait in the Gemara, so that's the answer to the Kasha, when it says that you do not need a Revius. The kli needs to be machzik revius, but the person, the recipient of the water, does not need to receive revius.
The second person.
So what's the answer? What's the answer? It's a stira because before he said that you have to receive upon your hands revius. The answer is kan bechad kan betray vaita hal betray. The second brayso may revius with may revius noilim la yodayim li echad afil l'shnayim. For one person, even two people. Fine. He says, you have to be makbid, kofdisu. I'm giving you a command.
He's asking.
Kofdisu amone. Are you makbid that you have a utensil that's not broken? Amalei, in yes. Achazusa. Are you makbid that the water should look clear?
Yeah.
It should not look like grape juice. Should not look like soda.
Cloudy.
Amalei, in yes. Ashi ura, are you makbid? You have a revius of water. Amalei in yes. Either there was some hachi amalei amonev yachazusa kafdinon. Ashi ura, when it comes to the shir loy kafdinon.
I'm not makbid. Should be a revius.
Oh, frankly, the Gemara detail. Well, how could it not be a revius? Only in a situation when you come in machmas hasheni, then. The Tanya Merivis Lilin Liadam Lechadafil Lishnaim, when he meant to say that I'm not Machmir on Revius, it means that if you're going to be number two, if you're going to be the two people are going to wash together, then the second person's not to do Revius. The Lohi, the Gemara said that's not a Raya. Of course you have to be Machmir on Revius. Don't bring that as a Raya. That's only an unusual situation. We have Lohi, Shani Hasam, Mishum Dikasu, Mishior Tahara. When you're the second guy, when you're the Shirayin, then you don't need a Revius. But if you're the initiated, you have the first person, you have to be Machmir. If you're the first person to wash, the first
so the Gemara
person,
says that's what he meant. Of course he's Machmed.
But he said it's not Machmed.
He's talking about the second person.
Right, so that's how we have to learn.
Yeah.
But don't make a mistake. I think that there's no Hakpada whatsoever when it comes to a Shir.
No,
everyone agrees
that
when it comes. But Ika
the
Army, Hochi Amalei,
everybody says
but look at the Gemara. Ika the Army, some say Amane, that you should have the utensil should be complete. There should not be holes in the utensil. Viachazusa, it should look like water, not look like another liquid. Kafdinan, but Ashira loy kafdinan. How could that possibly be?
Right.
I have a right to tanya. Meir v'yis nadal down lechafil l'shtayim. So you see over here. Now you, I think the chavina when Dimino view is the fact that we allow two people. It's the chavina. The fact that we allow two people to wash their hands with one revius in the Gemara's Hamina means that one, I'll use half of the revius and you'll use the other half of the revius. We have one revius. So you know what? I'll use half. It's a very big nafkamina. I'll use half. Okay, two people. I'll use half.
That's not,
and you'll, and b'vasachas, in one moment, b'zachazeh, in one pouring, I'll wash and I'll pour very slowly and I'll use half the water. I'll pull my hands out and you'll put your hands in. So you'll be nene from the other half of the water. So Yitaka don't need a shirvias. You don't need a shirvias.
That's
a mistake. In the very big anacha. The first fellow, when two people wash together, the first fellow must receive the entire revius.
Yeah.
The chiddush is that the second fellow can make use of the shirayim that bounces off his hands to cleanse his hands. The shiori. But the first fellow must be mekabel the entire revius. Don't make a mistake and lump shan the brayis so that I'll take 50% and you'll take 50%. It's okay because since we're starting off with a revius and a complete utensil, so we'll just pull in and out in the middle. That's not the pshat. The first fellow needs the full revius. And the second fellow can come in the middle. I can take the shirayim, come in afterwards and take the whatever flows over. Next halacha. Vaita, in the Gemara.
Asking
Rav Yaakov min harpekoy, not labar bar viyasa. He made a special utensil. You go into the store.
What is
a natla utensil? A natla means a special measurement.
Pocket is the name of the city.
Natla baraviyasa. Rashi shall zechuchis kari natla. Glass is called natla. Vaisa mitznas. There was marks like a measuring utensil. Leshar ba kli, so you can see on the outside. So you can see on the outside the measures. Okay, that's the whole kash. That's one of the big kash in Beis Hamikdash, shnosos. And we learned this when they put shnosos marks on the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ad kan lehin, ad kan lechatzihin, ahin, achatzihin, shlishahin, revisahin.
Right?
So no. There's a machloikis in the Gemara. One Tana says they had different utensils, and the other Tana says they had shnosos marks. So what's the kasha? Where were the marks? On the outside, in the Beis Hamikdash there was no glass. Nowhere does it say they had in the Mikdash glass utensils. So what value is there putting a mark on the outside of an earthenware utensil? Ad kan lehin, ad kan lechatzihin, ad kan lerevisahin.
You couldn't see it.
You couldn't see anyway. You have a big utensil, right? A big utensil, you put a mark on the outside, here's the hin, here's chatzihin. What's that going to do for me?
You do it from inside.
Oh, so the shenasa is around the inside.
So you make proofs, whatever.
On the inside.
Yeah.
So you look inside with the flashlight. Yeah. The flashlight. What's tutsukta? And you see Adkan Lehin, Adkan Lehin. Isn't it amazing? Because where do we think that? You would think that they made the marks on the outside. But it can't be on the outside, because on the outside, you can't see. You don't have what's it called? X-ray vision. Okay, so therefore it has to be on the inside. But here we're discussing Natla. This is not the Beis Hamikdash. This is in the Har Pekoid, and they had glass. And glass, you could see the marks on the outside. So we made the marks on the outside. Where the measurements
are. So glass
are.
Has been around for a very long time.
Of course. Glass been around. Of course, sand. Glass comes from sand. What?
That invention was already...
Way, way back.
Did you say it was a problem of doing it on the inside? Because then it doesn't really add up to the shear.
So I have no doubt that they took all that into account. When they made these schnozois, whatever it was, certainly they did it in a way where it did not take away from the measurement. Now, So here it seems to over here is Rashi seems saying over here. Oh, so what does this mean over here? So Rashi seems to indicate that the shir netilas yodayim is a variable. Every person to each his own. When it comes to eating food, it's halacha lemoishim misinai kazayis. Even oig melech habashan, he eats a kazayis. Doesn't make a difference. The sviya, that's another din. When it comes to all the laws, halacha lemoishim misinai kazayis, no matter who. But when it comes to netilas yodayim, so Chazal made a calculation. You need to revise the amount which generally washes your hand. But the way Rashi seems to say that was a takana, a natla, you make a mark. And everyone should make a calculation how big are his hands. Some have big hands, some have small hands, so you make a mark. Isn't that what Rashi says? Let's see in the Chumash of the Gemara. He says that he was Misakin. He was Misakin. Asking Yachim and Apokot, Natla Bas Riviyasa. A Natla, a washing utensil, Bas Riviyasa, the size of Riviyasa. So what does Rashi then mean over here? Shal Tzchuchis, Kari Natla.
What does
Mishnas
mean? It was
marked.
Marked.
So maybe what he means over here is I think this is what he means. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I made a mistake like always. What he means over here is the shear is revius. There's no such thing I told you. When it comes to washing your hands, the shear is revius. But people would come and bring their utensils. Everyone has a different size utensil in their home. And they want to know how much in my personal utensil do I need to fill it up to be yotzei to the tilas yadayim. So they came to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din had the natla, the glass utensil, which had the mark of where the revius is. They would fill it up. They would fill up the natla and to the mark. They would then take it. They would fill up the person's private utensil, and they would mark on the person's private utensil, your private utensil that you have. This is where how hard you have to fill it up to. So he was misaking in the Beis Din the natla that should be used as the standard for the hamainam when people want to come and measure.
Okay, and that was made out of glass.
And that was made out of glass. Exactly, that was made out of glass. They kept on filling it up to go mark for everyone. So remember, Bashav Yosa asking of Ashley Behutzal Kuza Bashav Yosa. What is a kuza cheres? The same idea. The same idea, whether it's glass, whether it's a kuza, in order to make the determination, it should be used. It should be used as a.
What's that? Clay cheres. Does it have to be from inside? You could see it from outside.
I guess in the inside, we have the base of English. It doesn't explain this, but maybe the kuza was exactly the nadla. Maybe what it means over here was is that the stin, the bezin, it was to the top. When it was glass, they made a big glass and they made a mark on the glass at kan. The cheres means you make the cheres exactly the size of the revius. There is no mark on this utensil. Uh-huh. The utensil to the very, very top is exactly a revius. So Bezin, they take their earthenware utensil, they fill to the very, very top. To the very, very top is exactly a revius, and they pour the water into the person who comes to Bezin, and then they make the mark on their utensil. Yeah. So it's easier, because if you have a mark, you have to go waste your time every time, more in and out. This way, you just have the utensil itself is exact. So any extra will spill off onto the floor. You don't have to go waste your time on this. You can spend time preparing for the daf yomi. Vaita. The Amar Rava. The guvas, the balach halachol lemaisa. The shalach halachol lemaisa is very important. A lot of the you're washing by the way, you're washing hands. If you don't pay attention, you should know that the bottom part of here does not get wet. You go do check yourself. When you wash the tilas yadayim, if you do not turn your hand like this, then you go see that this part of the hand does not get wet. And if this is not going to hold shalaf even yaitza.
You have to eat over
it. You have to turn your hand. When you wash the tilas yadayim, you have to turn your hand 180 degrees.
After you wash?
No, I mean after. It's also better
during
than nothing.
During the washing
of that? L'chatchila, yeah. Because if you do not turn your hands 180 degrees, you will notice. Just do it. Just wash. One, two. Good. Gesundekopf. Good. Gesundekopf. A shir chazanish. One, two. And then look at your hands. You will notice it's dry like a whistle. Dry on the bottom of your hand. If you want to get that part of the bottom way, you have to turn it upside down. Yeah. You notice that?
Yep.
Also, the plastic... So
if you turn it upside down, it has to be the pouring water that goes on it, or it's okay if the water rolls...
Lechatchila koyach garbage with the pouring water.
Yeah.
if you turn upside down, and then if it happens immediately, mamish bevasachas, then still koyach garbage. If you pour it right away, you can still call kolgava. If you delay, you dilly dally, and then you turn your head upside down. I don't know the answer. Not so posh that even helps at that point in time.
More than
so you're in the middle of saying that's the reason why you're saying plastic. You're in the middle of saying.
You see the plastic, especially the plastic in the yeshiva, they drill holes into the plastic cups, and no one should walk away with it, and they tie it to a chain. Sometimes they drill in the place where it's below the shear. You don't have a revius. These small cups, and they drill holes in the cup to make sure it doesn't.
That's what they're worried about.
What? What?
You're worried about a plastic cup disappearing. You mean because then you won't have a cup left to do yet?
You don't have a shear. If the place and where the hole is...
It's connected to a chain.
If the utensil ends where the hole is, if you drill a hole in the plastic cup at too low...
Well, usually the... Yeah.
No, you have a handle.
Usually you put it by the handle.
The handle.
Yeah.
But sometimes they do it in the cup itself. I've never seen that. If you do it in the cup itself in a place where it's too low, there's no shiloh.
That's only Shiva's Chaim
below. All right. Wherever it is. Next piece of Gemara. V'yamarav Megufas Chavis Shetikna Nedolim Men Liyadayim. Megufas Chavis, the seal of the barrel. Mi Yishlan El Yodav Memal Lifar Shechad Map Al Yodav.
What I'm saying there, I watch this.
Magufa is the...
Cover of a cask that one modified for washing.
A cask.
You take, so it's not a real utensil.
Cask.
It's a makeshift utensil. A barrel of wine, a cask is a barrel of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cover on top. Mm-hmm. And the cover is normally a flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it has a curve. So you can use it as a utensil. So you take it off, you take it and you go and you polish it up. And Megufas Chavis HaTikna Noilin Mimena Liyadayim. What's the Chiddush? That's not called a Kli. It's called a Pshut Kliyetz. If you have a piece of wood.
So
is that called a utensil? Maybe taking the lid of some barrel, even if it's able to be a receptacle to some degree, maybe it's not valid because the netila chazal metzakin. You have to do netila from a utensil. Netila comes from the word natla. Natla means a utensil. There are many translations of the word netila. Why do you call netilas yadayim? Why don't we call it rechitzas yadayim? Kadesh urchatz karpas yachas urchatz. Yeah, urchatz means to wash your hands, and the kadesh urchatz karpas, and then rochtza. So both words in the Haggadah say words that refer to the washing. We don't discuss the utensil. Yet the bracha we make is Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvasa v'tzivanu al nitilas yodayim or yodayim. So it says there you have word nitila. What does it mean nitila? It connotes the utensil. The utensil. That's one pshat. Another pshat means to lift up, to raise your hands. When you purify your hands with water, you're lifting them up in sanctity.
Raise your hands
high. Su'u yidechem kodesh uvaruch es Hashem. Raise your hands. You do that when you daven Shmoneh Esrei. I see you do it all the time. You inspire me very much. You go like this very often. You notice that?
No, but it's...
It says just do that. It's supposed to do that. It's supposed to be
more rachamim. It says that you should go like that in order for the water to go in.
Go down. Su'u yidechem kodesh uvaruch es Hashem.
Yeah.
So it says over here in the Gemara Sadeh, for you within the Yatel Kli Choshev. If you go take the Megufa off the barrel and you put it on top, maybe it's not going to be good. The answer is it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It is good.
Look at Rash, Shetikna. Chakoka lekabel revias. Afagav de mekor lav le ishka mushe begavo avina. The ain chalala osel seichle. Who said that's called a utensil? You have the choshev utensil. Who says that's called a choshev utensil? So this Gemara you learn a merdeka zach.
Because originally it wasn't made for
kedai,
that. So.
You learn from this Gemara in the Kabbalah, you said that it's kedai to have a kli mohudar for netilas yodayim. Not to use a plastic cup. The Gemara says...
Yeah, but you have special cups for that washing.
Exactly.
So that's good.
You're supposed to. And I have to go spend money to buy a beautiful utensil for the Tilas Yadayim. There is an Indian in doing this. Mm. How do you know this Gemara? Because this Gemara has to go teach a Bidi Eved. If you take the top of a barrel and you carve out inside of it a chakika to hold a revius, Bidi Eved, you'd say. Bidi Eved. So you're not going to get shlishi for this. Indicates that lechatchila you should have a kli that's miyuchid with all the hidurim, all the yom avodas yad l'shem shemayim, right? And make sure it comes from davar hamuta beficha. Make sure there's no taruvis and make sure there's no goyim in the room when they make it. Because even if a goy looks at the utensil, it might cause it to become tummy.
Oh my gosh!
You know, all the chomers,
it's going to be very expensive.
I can make a new business out of this. A kli.
Well, what's interesting is
avodas yad.
But you said a kli. If you take a foam cup.
It's b'di'evet. Of course it's good b'di'evet.
But it's something that's disposable.
So what? That's the chesed of the Gemara.
Did you know by Kiddush? Did you know that people are mocking not to make Kiddush on a disposable cup? Unless if you double it, that's a loophole of it.
Why? Because it's not called a cleave. The truth is, they only say that by the olden days.
It's a strong cup.
This is before you were born when they had paper cups. The Dixie cups. They don't even sell them anymore.
I remember the Dixie cups.
Dixie cups?
Sure, I remember.
like wax. It was like a wax. The small ones.
They're probably much better. They're new and improved
now. Big ones, small ones.
They're new and improved now. The real old Dixie cups. The real old ones. They don't even have that. Those are what the Chazal told. Those are no good. But a plastic cup today, this, it's gold. Scold. What about this? Illegal now. This is illegal. This is illegal. You know, it's illegal to have this now.
I thought it was illegal.
It's illegal. Illegal to
oh,
have
it's
this.
It's illegal, yeah.
It's not good for the environment. What do with cancer? Has to do with they can't recycle it. You told me it's because of cancer. What do with cancer? They can't recycle it.
How come?
You tell me they give you a lot of heat, chew on it, and it doesn't harm.
That's what they say. Weiter. So this, at least we learn a halacha today, that you're supposed to have a kli muhudar for netilas time. It comes from this piece of Gemara. Is a flask. These are canteens. Different types of candy made from leather. Sack of a kuba. Sack of a kuba. What's a kuba? It's a box.
Kuba's what a box. Sack is a sack.
Sackcloth. Sackcloth.
Well, you're allowed to use.
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to.
It was never meant for liquids. Even though you can go, you can fill it up. You're not allowed to use it. Let's say I don't want to wash. I don't want to wash. Can I eat by just holding you, by wearing gloves?
Yeah.
I'm going to use gloves to go wash. Maybe you'll take off the gloves, you'll touch the food, or not touch. They gave him food less than a beitza. He ate it, the mapa. He did not wash. You only wash if you're planning to eat the kazayis. If you're not planning to eat the kazayis, then you do not wash. Hear that? And yeah. Also, Allah, he ate chutz l'sukkah, he's not going to the sukkah, the aim of varach, and did not make a bracha achrayna. Three things, my love, hockey beitza, boy, and until this time, does that indicate that if you have a son of a beitza, you must, under all conditions, wash the time, and you cannot go use a mapa. Since he only went to use the mapa when it was less than a beitza, if you eat less than a beitza, then you can use a mapa. But more than a beitza, you have no choice. You can't go use a mapa. Hockey beitza, but and also like Dilma, no, it's not a raya. When it says less than a beitza, and you want to make a dig more than a beitza, that's not in regard to the laws of mapa. That was in regard to the laws of sukkah. Yeah. It's not a chilas arai. Hal kebeitza by sukkah boy bracha toshma the shmul ashchel the rav the kol the mapa. Amalei, he said to him, avdin kedain. Can you do such a thing? Can you go use a mapa? Amalei, daiti kitzar alai. So he says, I'm istzani, and therefore I did wash my hands. In other words, he was misled. He thought
he thought
that he did not wash the tilas yadayim. He did the tilas yadayim, but he still used this. They use worn out shmatas. Okay, chamosos means
the
skin bottle, skin bottle, and leather.
Little
bit of Rav Shmuel. You're gonna make a mistake. So the answer, Chodai to Kitzar Kamar, Ishtan. So the answer, not the same exact answer. The Marvier says, Ish. The mit seichod the Amar of Tachlifa bar Avimi Amar Shmuel the tir mapo loichli tshuva the matir mapo loichli tshuva the loichli mapo loichli tarais. So he forgot. It's not so simple. Chazal and the matir different levels. The matir mapo loichli the loichli tarais. Where Anivav Ashi Koyanim Havu they were Koyhanim. And since they were Koyhanim, and what were they doing? They were eating over here. They were eating chulin al taris and kodesh. So then you don't have to wash the tilas yodayim. Then you can have to wear gloves. You can wear gloves. So different made them three times over here.
Shabbos around 4:40, 4:35.
Styrofoam safe. My husband would like to have ice cream. Whatever's on the internet is not a riot. Don't be a riot here. I'm dead. I'm gone. This dead is dead and dead. Who knows?
That's your.
Many years ago, I heard that you never put styrofoam in the microwave. Never put it in the microwave. Kill it. Abraham Yom Yashis. Be the bar.